Hey, top of the morning to you, Deesa. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
I want to make sure I got some audio on the blog talk this morning. Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. And again, good morning, Tanline. Father God, you said in your word, Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 through 15, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. We thank you this morning that you are our Father. And we thank you this morning that your kingdom has come. And we thank you this morning that your will is being done in earth and in heaven. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory. And we thank you this morning that you do not lead us into temptation, that you are faithful to your word, and you do deliver us from all evil, if we let you. So help us to let you this morning and every morning. Help us to allow you, God, to deliver us from evil. Help us to surrender all to you, Jesus, and help us, Lord Jesus, to point everything to you, everything to you. Like this song says this morning, help us.
When I can forgive myself, how can I move on when all I have is regret? How can I face you when I keep turning away? How can I make it past the noise of my shame? I need a miracle, some healing for my heart. I need a revelation, a brand new start. Need a miracle.
I can't.
that I've lost myself. I'll say I'm finding you. People ask, where does my story end? I'll say it starts with you. I know you want my heart, my bruises and my scars. I'm coming as I am. I know you want my heart, my bruises and my scars. I'm coming as I am, the only way I can. I can't forget from where I've come and what my heart's been rescued from. Yeah, when they ask me who I owe my whole life to, I point to you.
It was right after I finished doing a deliverance here in the office, because I'm doing a lot of deliverance in the office. I mean, not a lot, but, you know, one a day is more than I've been doing, because I've been doing it all pretty much. One day every day, that's a bit much. But a lady came yesterday. She had an appointment. And when she came, I was actually sitting on the couch, sleep. Just out of it. I sleep when I can, where I can. And I had left the door open. So she came in the door, announced herself, and she woke me up. It was funny. But I had been sitting there waiting for her. And I thought, well, you know what? I was so relaxed. I was feeling so good. And so she came and I started her deliverance. You see, with me, everything comes through deliverance. I mean, when I get knowledge, I get understanding. It's like wherever your anointing is, God shows you everything through that anointing, because God wants to, he wants you, me, us, to have an excellent spirit, number one. But he is perfecting us in himself and through himself. So this lady that came, another friend of mine and minister had already given her some of my podcasts to listen to. And had given her some of my teaching. And so I ministered deliverance to this lady. This lady, a wizard, had done an exchange and bound up her soul. And this wizard had caused this lady to lose an extreme amount of money, to lose everything she had, not once, but twice. And everywhere she went, this wizard showed up. And she had been fighting this wizard. And I looked at her. She looked very tired. You see, there's a fatigue that can come on you, and it is not a natural fatigue. And it is not a physical, it manifests itself through a physical fatigue, a physical tiredness, that you go to sleep, you wake up tired. You do anything you have to do, and it's like double work, double tiredness, which causes a real struggle. Now, this lady, even although she had been through all that, she was in the process of doing her dissertation for her PhD. And she was a lot stronger than the devil had her thinking she was. She was strong and fit because she stayed in the survival mode. Okay, I got to fight this devil so I can survive. I got to win this devil so I can survive. But she was so into that mode. And see, I got big overstuffed chairs here. Two people can sit in one chair. They're that big. And the reason I have them is because in order to really be delivered, you have to be in a state of surrender. Now, the state of surrender is not a physical state. It's a supernatural state. It's a state that you have to be in order to receive a miracle. That's why I like that song I played for you this morning. I wish somebody could post the words. I don't see Bola on here this morning. Somebody find the words to that song for me. You got it? She posts all the words. Is this on here? Okay, Jessica, can you get all, is this all the words to the song? Yes or no? I want all the words to the song in order. You need to see the lyrics. Okay, I see you got them up here. I know you want my heart, my bruises, and my scars. I'm coming as I am, the only way I can. I can't forget for where I've come and what my heart's been rescued from. Yea, when they ask me who I owe my whole life to, I point to you. How can I forgive when I can't forgive myself? How can I move on when all I have is regret? How can I fix you when I keep turning away? How can I make it past the noise with my shame? I want so badly just to finally get well, but I don't want a quick fix, an emotional self. I will be honest with my humanity. No, I'm not perfect, and I don't pretend to be. It all points to you, Jesus. People say that I've lost myself. I'll say I'm found in you. People ask, where does my story end? I'll say it starts with you. I can't forget from where I've come and what my heart's been rescued from. The state of surrender is not a physical state. Thank you. Thank you for posting this whole thing together. I'm really going to play this again because this is this lady's exact deliverance. And what the Lord showed me is that so many of you need a miracle because God gave this lady a miracle. He gave her a miracle so profound, it almost scared her and it shocked me. He gave this lady new skin. I'm thinking, man, this is the best anti-aging stuff I've ever seen. If I could bottle this, I'd be rich. Anti-aging without a cream, without an ointment. without having to go to the esthetician. That's what happens when you get a miracle from Jesus. This lady, this wizard, had her stomach all puffed out. The stomach went down. I can't wait to hear from her today, because I know she done lost supernaturally about 15, 20, 25 pounds, which was all witchcraft weight. And all of a sudden it hit me, because then I remembered some other people. And only a miracle will do. But you see, I wasn't looking at it as a miracle. I was just looking at it as life deliverance. But you see, when I came out of this fast this time, on another level. And God wants to do the same thing for you. But you got to acknowledge.
How can I forgive when I can forgive myself? How can I move on when all I have is regret? I'm pointing.
brothers and sisters. You see, when God sent me here to Dalton, remember, I came this way. I went to the Awakening in Chucky, Tennessee. From the Awakening, he brought me back to this oil here. And from the oil, he took me to Dawsonville. And then he brought me back because I followed them around to make to try to understand what was happening. Because, see, he took me where he wanted me to be eventually and where he showed me from the beginning. But he had to do the making in me. He had to do the breaking in me. So that when he was ready to put me in the flow of the miraculous, I would be ready to do what? Receive and then bring other people. Like he told me a week ago, he said, you know, I told you to come to Dalton because there was an open heaven. I said, yes. He said, but let me tell you something. He said, wherever you are, the heavens are open to you. I said, I beg your pardon? He said, wherever you are, the heavens over you are open. I said, okay. He said, I'm going to show you. Because, see, I'm just like you. I'm stubborn. I'm rebellious. God has to make a believer out of me. It's hard for me to believe what I ain't never seen, but by faith, I believe it anyway. But when I get the revelation of it, when I get the revelation of it, then it's real to me. That's what this fast was for. For revelation of the reality of where you are. Where you are. God knows where you are. I don't know where you are. And it ain't for me to know. But I know this. I know that wherever God needs you to be, he's trying to take you there. That much I know. I know that some of you were stopping him. That much I know too. Some of you were hindering him. And so yesterday, when this lady came, a minister that the devil had just beat down, dogged through a wizard. So she came in telling me about the wizard. I'm listening. Until I got tired of hearing it. Until I got tired of hearing her rehearse lies that she had bought from the devil. And then the Holy Ghost said, now you can start ministering to her. And periodically I had to stop her. Because why? You know why? Because she was trying to take me back to where she was. The Holy Ghost trying to take her up to where he is. And I'm stuck right there. Watching God. Watching her. And watching me. Well, why do you say you were watching me? Because I didn't want to get nowhere where she was. In the spirit. In the spirit. Because if I went down to where she was, I would be stuck on stupid. And I would never be able to help her come up and out. Jesus said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto myself. It was a battle going on right here in this office. But you see, I already know who the winner is. And all I have to do is facilitate what he says to me and watch him win. Because he ain't never lost a battle, ever. Ever. So, I watched the Lord deliver this lady. I watched transformation take place right in front of my eyes. And then, you see, I got in the back of my mind a little boy named Ethan and another 14-year-old up there in Ohio. And I know this. Only a miracle is going to heal and deliver Ethan. Only a miracle is going to heal and deliver those other 14-year-olds I'm ministering to. But I keep hearing Jesus say to me, if I be lifted up from the earth, Erica, I will draw all men unto myself. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to share this with you. I don't have any. I do have an ulterior motive. I do. And this is my ulterior motive. If you don't get a miracle yourself, if you don't get healed and delivered yourself, you will never operate on the level that God has called you to operate on. If you're not able to come out from under all this craziness of the devil into the reality and the balance and the beauty and the splendor and the wonder of our God, you might as well stop even thinking. Everybody can cast out devils and everybody can lay hands on the sick, but half of the believers aren't even doing that. Another half of the believers scared. They're just scared. Scared of what? Scared. Somebody gonna see me trying to raise the dead. So what? Jesus said you can raise the dead. And you scared of what the devil? Yeah, how you gonna appear to the devil? Let's get it together. Whose report are you really gonna believe? Whose report? It does not take God, and I can think of some 5 years I wasted on other people. But you know what? Even wasting them on other people, they weren't wasted. Because they might have got a little bit of something from the training. But I tell you one thing, everything God tried to show me, I saw it. Everything God tried to give me, I got it. Everywhere God tried to lead me to get more of him, I went, I saw, and I got it. More of him, more of him, more of him. I haven't been seeking anything else. I haven't been seeking no riches. I haven't been seeking. And this is why people think I'm some kind of crazy phenomenon to them. I just want Jesus. And more Jesus. And more Jesus. It's the only thing that satisfies my soul. It's the only thing that fills my heart with joy. I just want more of Jesus. And you know what? The more of Jesus I get, the more transformation I see in his people. The more of Jesus I get, the more I see Jesus able to work through me to set the captives free. But I want Jesus. And you know what? I got him, but not like I'm gonna get him. Not like I'm going to get them. Now, the same people who wrote that song, they wrote another song. And the name of that group is Messengers, I think. But whenever God, and you know the music I get, God gives it to me. He'll either put me somewhere, or he'll have us driving somewhere, or somebody will send it to me. Look, in Jesus, you coming out this fast, everything should be coming alive to you. Everything that God doesn't want, it's out there. You can be delivered of it, but don't fight him, because everything in you right now is coming alive. It's coming alive. It's coming alive.
In the morning when my heart is cold, you're the heat for my weary soul. You're the good in all I know. In the mirror, all that I see is your grace looking back at me. I'm not the man that I used to be. Everything comes alive.
Come alive.
the morning when my heart is cold. You're the heat for my weary soul. You're the good in all I know. In the mirror, all that I see is your grace looking back at me. I'm not the man that I used to be. You're the song rising from my heart. Everything comes alive. When my bones are tired, you're my strength and my heart's desire. You're the light when the sun expires. I remember how far I've come. I'm not lost with you, I'm home. I didn't find you on my own. You're the song, you're the song rising from my heart. Everything comes alive.
Limitations in the glory realm. No limitations in the spirit, there are no limitations in the glory realm. No limitations in the spirit, there are no limitations in the glory realm. No limitations in the spirit, there are no limitations in the glory realm. When the sun says free, it's free indeed. I'm free indeed. Oh, the sun says free. It's free indeed. I'm free. I'm free. Hey, yeah, yeah. I can be who you made me to be. I can do what you call me to do. Oh, oh. I can go where you want me to go. I can flow. Oh, oh. Oh, I can flow. No limitations in the spirit, there are no limitations in the glory realm. No limitations in the spirit, there are no limitations in the glory realm. No limitations in the spirit, there are no limitations in the glory realm. No, no limitations in the spirit, there are no limitations in the glory realm. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is too in the spirit of the law. No limitations in the glory realm. No limitations in the spirit of the law. No limitations in the glory realm. No limitations in the spirit of the law. No limitations in the glory realm.
You said, I lay a hand on the sick and they recover. You said, I speak in new tongues and discover. I'll cast out demons and they'll play. No daily.
clap your hands this morning.
Forgive myself. How can I move on when all I have
This morning, tomorrow, Sunday, Pastor Michael Vasica. Brothers and sisters, it is time to possess your possessions, but you got to make room for them. All that garbage got to go, and you got to be real. Only reality, as realized through the Word of God, does permanently rest in your heart. Remember that. Remember that. It's all about what? What is it about? It's all about your inner man.
Of the hero in you. Listen to
To the glory realms. Glory realms. Christ Jesus, fire God.